So, you know, anybody who's listening to the recording of this, they have not heard the songs right before this. So for those people, I would recommend that they buy the Salt of the Earth CDs because the music and the words, I mean, Lynn's poetry is scary good. It is so the underbelly. I mean, it's like turning me over in the soil and realizing why I was laying flat there to begin with, is it was beckoning me to rethink what I thought things were about. And I feel like that's going on all the time. So today's talk is called Mind Control, because a while back we talked about we are action figures and that we do actually have superpowers. We actually have abilities that we don't know that we have. So today is about mind control, and so we're going to learn how we can control the minds of other people. Okay. So just think of anybody that you're having an issue with and say, here's what I want them to begin thinking about this, and I'm going to take control over them. And that sounds kind of funny, but that is, in fact, what we try to do with people a lot of times, is we say, okay, you're not in agreement with me. I've got to keep talking and trying this and that until you are in agreement with me. I mean, I've got a whole bag of tricks of manipulation right here. I'll try guilt and crying and all kinds of stuff. Now, I know nobody in this room does this, but the people listening to it, maybe. The other people, definitely. Okay, but we've all been on the receiving end of it, and we've also been the ones dishing it out. I mean, at least at 2 years old, you learned major manipulation. You learned how to throw yourself down, throw a tantrum to get what you wanted, because your parent was so embarrassed by what was going on. So, but today's talk isn't about that, because we know we cannot control the minds of others. But even in new thought, even in a new way of thinking about our own spirituality, sometimes we do believe that if we affirm something, that the other person will change, that we can make the other person change. And that isn't what's going to happen. They're going to change because they also have free will, and it's in alignment with something that they would want. But if you're running into constant roadblocks and you think, I'm going to affirm that things are going to go smoothly with this person and they are going to want to give me a lot of money, or they're going to want to run off with me, if that's not in alignment with what is to come to you and what is to come to them, that is never going to happen. Our good is already here. And it's just hidden by the obstacles of our own mind and what we have actually hardened in our own hearts. And that is the only reason why we're not feeling the good that we are entitled to, that is ours. There's no reason to prevent good from coming into our lives. So one thing we do have control over is our mind. We can choose which thought am I going to have about the situation that's going on. And so I talked a long time ago about how, I mean, I just automatically went to positive thoughts all the time. And I had a friend telling me, you should be watching the news. You need to know everything that's going on in the world. And I said, well, I don't really want to get into all that. And they said, oh, well, you're just so uneducated. You're so this and that because you're not, you know, you don't know what's going on. I said, I think I do know what's going on. I think things are unfolding perfectly. So when the Jehovah Witnesses came to my door right before Christmas, and it was back in the 80s, I guess, when there was so much gang violence, or 90s, whatever it was, and people were being killed over the color of shirt or shoes they had on, that's why they came, and they used that as an opportunity to say, the end of the time is coming and you need to get on board with this, you know, and become a Jehovah Witness, basically, and go around witnessing to other people. And they were so shocked when I said, oh, I think everything is unfolding perfectly. And they said, how could you possibly think that? How could you possibly think that what is going on in the streets and in our neighborhood, in Tower Grove Heights neighborhood, how could you think this is good? And I said, because when it looks like things are out of control and there's nobody out here who seems to be able to make it work, People dig deeper and they go within. And that's why it's even here. So a lot of times we declare something as bad or wrong or evil when actually we're in the process of watching it evolve. We're in the midst of what we created so far with our thoughts, and that's what's in front of us. And the shakeup, the hurting of the back, the whatever it is, the thing that brings us to our knees or to our sofas or to our quietness was necessary. Because we stop looking for something outside of us to control the situation, and we go within to what truly moves us in the right direction. So if we've been trapped in judgment and watching it and declaring it all bad, and then we get really frightened as it moves closer to us, this thing that we gave so much energy and so much attention to, all of a sudden it's in our backyard, it's confronting us on the street. It's how much energy are you giving it? It's hard for us to understand that whatever I focus my mind on, whatever I give energy to, I actually increase. But we all know that, like, if we're caught in a funk about something and we keep thinking negative thoughts, that we notice it seems like it's coming from all directions. And as soon as we slide over, and if you haven't done this, then please do. As soon as we slide over to, I don't know where this is going, but I know it's leading me and everyone to their good, we will feel ourselves becoming very calm. And we will find that all the other situations that seem to come out of nowhere, that, like, why is this happening to me? They start diminishing and things start falling into place. So if you haven't seriously tried this, if you've just read about it, if you've just talked about it, but never actually took whatever's going on right now in your life that you see as a challenge and say, I don't know why this is going on, but I know it is leading me and unfolding me to my good. It's making me let go of limited thinking. It's letting me open up my mind to all the possibilities, ones that I can't even imagine. But if we start looking at what is operating through us, not as a personality, as we've talked about before, but as a pure creative energy, a medium to work with, and we thought we were shaping the medium, we were shaping this energy into something, and the only model it had for what it was going to become were your thoughts. If you saw it that way, you'd say, well, there's no other way it could work. That's how it works. It comes right through me. It comes through my thoughts. And when I get that, it's like you start to understand what thoughts can I afford and what thoughts can't I afford. Because it's going to become my experiences, and I'm going to be enmeshed in a miracle, but I won't see it as a miracle. Winning the lottery is a miracle. Meeting the love of your life is a miracle. Finding the perfect job is a miracle. Having more debt, losing my job, and breaking up is not a miracle. But if all I was thinking about was, I know he's going to leave me. I know he's going to leave me. I know he's going to fool around with somebody. I know that's what's going to happen. If you look at the person who lives in that thought pattern and they never trust the other person, that's exactly what happens. When you look at the person who looks for every negative thing that's going on in their job begins to become very tedious. They become very sick. It's one thing after another seems to happen to them. Instead of saying, I don't know what is going on in my life with this job, but maybe it's just not a good match for me, and I've been living with the belief that there's nothing else for me. So I'm going to change that up. And I don't have to work at it. It's just going to come to me. It's just going to come to me. And that sounds so Pollyanna to the rest of the world. But for those of you who've been around or know the story of Harmony Fellowship, you know that's exactly how it's happened every time. We were driving on Morgan Ford the other day, and there was a sale going out in the parking lot of this little church. And I remember driving past every little storefront, every little church, every little thing, and saying, oh, I wonder if we could get in there. I wonder if we could get in there. I wonder if we could get in there. And now I look at it, when we said, we're not going to try to find something, it's going to come to us, and then we ended up here. It's like, how could that be? And, okay, now go find a better place than this. I got nothing. I got nothing. You know, but I also know I don't stay attached to it. I allow this thing, that this gathering, to evolve into whatever it's going to evolve. But I have nothing. And we didn't even, like, think about the garden. We didn't think about the patio. We didn't think about the patio furniture. There's so many things. I mean, the house that I was in, we were sitting in the backyard the other day, and just this lovely backyard, and thinking about the energy and all the incredible concerts we had in that backyard. And how did I get that? Same way. When I understood it wasn't mine to find and identify the place, but to say, this is what I would love to find. Something. I'm not going to tell you all infinite possibility what the something should be. That's crazy, because I got such a little small box of what's possible. But when I move over into infinite possibilities and say, even the thing that's falling apart was good because it's leading me to the next level, the next step. So right now, whatever challenge is going on in your life, if you just say, I don't know exactly what's going on here, I know I can be enlightened. I know I can ask for guidance. I know I can ask for comfort. I know that you can tell me what needs to be released when I go within. And a lot of times it's going to be, you're living so small. Oh my gosh, I got so much to like land on you, and you are like living in a thimble. And you need to get out of there. But as long as you live in there, nothing else is going to fit. So expanding our own consciousness, how does it work? Well, if we say it's like, this is tremendous energy coming through me, and the only way it can come through is if I just imagine what I would love in my life, not specifics, because then we're getting into mind control. Then we're getting into, this has to come from that source. So the person who says, if I don't win the lottery, I'll never be rich. And that's the only way they think it can come in. They've limited and knocked out all the other possibilities. I'm a certain age, and nothing can happen that's good for me anymore, because I'm too old. And that's exactly what you're modeling and what's going to work there. We all do it, and that's why we gather. That's why we talk about this, because it's so easy to fall into the rut of that kind of thinking. It's so easy, and it's so wonderful when you have people around you that will give you one other thought about it. Well, it could go that way, but actually, it could go a lot of different ways. And just by planting that seed in our mind, something changes. Sometimes I think what changes is we actually move into another realm of life. That we actually slide into a different reality without even knowing it. Now that's pretty far-fetched. But that could be what happens. Because what if all realities, all possibilities exist at the same time? What if? And there's the old you living back there in the lack and limitation and the bad relationship. And there's the one that understands unlimited possibilities, that is fully expressing, never worried about anything. mind control. So many people say, I can't help it, it's my nature. This is what I do. This is how I react. If somebody says this, this is what I do. I have no other way of being in the world. We've met those people. We've met people so in love with their story of lack, and we've tried to control their mind and tell them, you don't want to think that way. And you think that you have failed when they don't change. And instead, that within you is saying it was never yours. It was always theirs. It doesn't work because it's not supposed to work. And now you're sitting in what no feels like and asking yourself, if I wasn't so focused on their life, where could my energy go? What would I do if I wasn't in rescue mode? How would that free me up? And is it possible it's my way of having an excuse for not taking on my own life? These are the kinds of things that can come up when you are able to go within and just listen to it. Sometimes we take on dramatic relationship after dramatic relationship after dramatic relationship because it keeps us busy. Instead of saying, you know, whether I have a relationship or not, I am of value, and I don't need something outside of me to reflect that back to me. I am valuable, and if it's supposed to be here, it will come in, it will be here. And if I'm willing to give it space and allow it to go, ironically, it seems like it grows. But if I fixate on what it should look like, it seems to get diminished. And so from the lesson, we say, hold very lightly to everything. And if it's yours, you will have no problems keeping it. And if you grab it and hold on to it, it will slide right through your fingers. So we have a little calendar, and I think Kelly has it too. It's a Louise Hay, where you pull off an affirmation all the time. And I thought, I know why Louise Hay does this. It's because even after all these years, she has to affirm all the time. Because the world gets you in this rut of thinking, and we're so much into falling into not loving ourselves enough to think the most positive thought, to see any physical challenge as a real bad thing instead of, as Lynn did in that song, a chance to really go within and say, what is all this about? And what am I going to do with this material? What's a different spin I can put on this material to make it a positive story and a positive movement? And as Eleanor McDonald said in that quote, we decide and define something and name it good or bad when really everything is unfolding and evolving. So in this moment, we know what we are. We know there's a pure, loving, creative energy that we're either open to or closed to. We know that we have minds that we can focus on the good, that we can know that something is supporting us and loving us all the time. And all we need to do is get the thoughts out of the way that prevent it. Because behind all of this and all of that out there, you do know what you are. You know it in the silence. You know it when you stop the stories. Thank you very much.